You know, at the start of the show, I'd mentioned herbs. I was using fresh herbs already. Parsley's already up. Sage is starting to grow. Chives are actively growing. My bay laurel's already starting to show some new buds coming up. Mint underneath all that matted brown material is starting to grow. So we're starting to activate perennial herbs, the things that come back year after year. And most herbs at this elevation are perennial. There's a couple that aren't. I would say fennel, really, if that heart, the root of that plant freezes solid, it can die back. You have to replant it. But fennel is one of those. Cilantro, although cilantro reseeds so easily. And then basil. All the rest of them, your thyme, lavender, rosemary, all these things, they are all perennial. Mints, it goes on and on and on. French tarragon. All of these things are perennials. They keep going. Right now, we've got all of the herbs, the core herbs. But as we get closer and closer to Mother's Day, that middle of May, we'll have every type of herb you can think, from marjoram to, I mean, just everything's going to be there, from medicinals to edible to culinary. We'll have them all. And so it'll be, and multiple varieties. We won't just have sage. We'll have six varieties of sage, from variegated to your traditional culinary, all the above. So there's a seasonality. There's a crop grow. So we actually have a 52-week calendar, and we say, oh, when do we want the cachet pot, you know, containered tomatoes to be ready to go? Well, we've got tomatoes now, but they're just a few varieties because it's too early to plant them. We have them in for those folks that love to plant early in a container, and they put it in the garage at night and they roll it out during the day. We've got tomatoes for those folks. But it's not the largest variety. The end of this month will be every variety, every shape, every heirlooms to traditionals to everything in between and every size. That'll be in the end of April through May. That's the peak season. But we've got a grow calendar. We go, okay, week number 23, we're going to have this coming off out of the greenhouse. So it's all about crop rotations. That is, there's only so much space on the farm. You got to actually get the most out of it. So you're going, we can't have lilacs all the time. If we're going to have lilacs, let's use this space, and then we'll use those and bring them into the garden center right now as we speak. The best lilac varieties are right now. And so you'll get the most of them. And when that space is freed up to the farm, we put something in there right away. I mean, like the next day, crews are in there plugging the next crop. And so you'll see this rotation coming through at the garden center over and over throughout the season. That's why it's best not to just hit a garden center once in spring and that's it, because you'll just get that spring mix. But you kind of want a summer mix. In a four-season climate, you want some mums of autumn. You want some echinaceas, coneflowers, Mexican hats, the perennial selection of the summer selection. And then right now, you're getting that early spring season, things that love the chilly nights. But this is when you see Lenten rose. You won't see, or hellebores. You won't see that any other time of year. It's just now. So you're just seeing all those, you know, California poppies just came in this week. They're in full bloom. They're the time to go now. You won't see those in 3-4 weeks. So there's a season, there's an ebb and flow to things. And so if you're doing wildflowers, I mentioned California poppies, a classic wildflower, you should feel the urgency. So wildflowers have germinated, this if you're doing by seed, and they are actively growing. You still have, I would say, maybe 2 to 3 weeks left to be able to start wildflowers just naturally out in the yard, spreading the seed, watching them grow. So I just put in a property I'm putting together out in Chino Valley. I want to call it Poppy Seed Ranch. And so I just spread several thousand poppy seeds out there in the front land. It's a 2-acre property. I'm putting it on the market here in a couple of weeks or so. And I just want those poppies to be growing. And I think they'll be in bloom about the time I put this thing up for sale. It's going to be fun to watch. Poppy Seed Ranch. It's going to be pretty. So anyway, just you can put that out there for about another 2 weeks. And then it's going to be too warm to start wildflowers. You're going to need to acclimate. You'll need to take those wildflower seeds and throw them in the freezer for a couple of days and bring it back out. put it back in for a couple days. And by May 1, that's the process you have to do. You can still have wallflowers, but it's so easy right now. If you don't want to start by seed, I just don't want to wait. I want poppies now. Well, then come in and buy the plant. We've got them. We started them 2 months ago, and now they're in bloom. You've got Candy Tuft, another native. We started that 2 months ago, actually last year, and now they're in bloom. So it's a great little native white flowering evergreen perennial. You can start by plant. And that's a great way to go for smaller garden areas. We've got a lot of flowers in stock right now. But if you need large areas, like I did the front acre in California poppies, not just in orange and yellows and reds and whites. It's a beautiful mix. It's going to be glorious. And it'll keep the weeds down. There'll be a lot going on for it. There, I wanted to start by seed because I needed so many plants. But just a backyard container, front entrance to your house, start with plants. You get more enjoyment and instantaneous starting now.